Blues singer Buddy Guy is playing a different kind of music than he used to.
The thing that I used to do.
That's Buddy Guy in a Chicago bar in 1979. He's one of the leading players of Chicago blues, bright, loud, electrified music that he learned as a young man. For many years, he was known for strolling through the audience at his performances with an extra-long cable trailing behind him, connecting the amplifiers to his guitar. Recently, Buddy Guy unplugged that cable.
Salome, Salome.
On two recent releases, the 67-year-old blues man explores older, rougher forms of blues music. We just heard a song written by John Lee Hooker, a musician Buddy Guy heard on old 78 RPM records when he was growing up in Louisiana. And Buddy Guy joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Can you tell me about that song, Sally Mae?
When I first heard the amplified guitars, I thought something was wrong with the radio. When we finally got a radio, and those are the people I heard first, him and Muddy and Little Walter and Howlin' Wolf, and I just fell in love with it. Matter of fact, I tried to go, I went a half a year in my ninth grade, and I asked the music teacher there, could he teach me how to play guitar, and he said yes, and I had that 78 with those type of songs on there. I had him play the 78, and he said, I can't teach you that. I said, well, you can't teach me.
You don't know what I want to know.
No.
Can you tell me about your first guitar? What kind of guitar was it? What did it look like? What brand?
My first one, I used to just strip screen one out of the window on my mom in Louisiana where you had, that's the only out we had to keep those big mosquitoes out from the bayous and things. And
you're a sharecropper's son.
Yes, sir. She would buy a piece of screen and tack it up, and I would strip trying to make guitar strings on a lighter fluid cane with a little bold nail in the center.
You would rip wire out of the screen door.
And put tacks in the lighter fluid cane and take me a little flat bolt and try to make a guitar.
Was that easy to tune?
No, you couldn't tune it. You just pulled the string as tight as you wanted. Actually, you couldn't finger it because they would break so fast.
You got to play one or two notes, and then it's time to go back
I wouldn't hit it hard after I found out they would break so much, but sooner or later it'd break anyway. I just want that, I was just a freak about that note. I even would take the rubber bands and put two nails and stretch those and listen to that. I would just pick at that all day.
So this music on this release, Blues Singer, is something of a journey backward for you.
Yes.
Playing on acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a couple of basics here? Are you playing with a pick?
No. I was down in Mississippi, and if I know they wasn't going to let me use the pick, I would have practiced, and you get a callus on your hand. So he didn't tell me that. Every time I picked up the pick, and matter of fact, the record was made, I wasn't in the studio. I was in the engineer's room just sitting on a couch.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I'd pick the pick up, he said, no, I got to have that finger sound. And I think I did about 16 or 17 days on that. And my fingers were so sore, and by the time I got the calluses on it to play it, I was through.
Is that how's that feel to you, other than getting calluses on your fingers?
You know, I love the sound of the acoustic guitar. I never lost that, because it's like, I'm from Louisiana, they cooks a lot, boil food down there. And I wrote a song once about you can take me out of the country, but you never get the country out of me.
Never get the acoustic out of you either, I guess.
Right, right.
I want to listen to a song from this release, Blues Singer. It's called I Love the Life I Live.
See you watching me like a hawk. I don't mind the way you talk, but if you touch me, something got to give. I live the life I love, and I live the life I live.
I think that's one thing you do get, actually, from acoustic playing that maybe doesn't happen with amplified playing, is you get a greater range. I hear a greater range of Buddy Guy's voice. You're shouting, but you're also whispering sometimes.
You can do that too with the electric guitar, but because they'll boot you off, you know, they'll close you in, and a lot of time when they close you in from the band, you don't get that feeling you get with the band. But when you by yourself, you can do it like you want. Otherwise, you'd have to rehearse that over and over again to make the band play that soft so you can get that part of your voice. Because I don't consider myself as a great singer, no.
You don't consider yourself a great singer?
No.
Some people might disagree with you.
Well, I'm glad they do, but if you hear people like Bobby Bland and B.B. King them sing the blues, man, maybe I shouldn't even open my mouth.
What do you lack that they have?
Who, Bob and B.B. now?
Sure.
And Muddy and all those people. If you was interviewing Muddy Waters like you're doing me right now, you'd be patting your feet as he talked. So that I don't have.
Got a little more gravel in his voice, too, I guess.
Yeah, and the Howlin' Wolf, man, you know, when I first met him, which I never thought I would meet him, I thought I would just watch him play and go home and go to bed and say, what a night I had listening to those guys. And I got to know him and just talking to him, man, I was almost patting my feet when I got to know him because their voices just were so natural, you know. And I look at it, they was born to sing the blues.
Well, how did you learn to use the voice that you were born with?
Well, I think even those guys, it was a lot of spiritual singing before the amplified the guitars and things. And a lot of spiritual groups was traveling with no instruments. They had like 5 and 6 guys, and they would use those voices as you voice horns, you know. And I used to go see the Five Blind Boys, Lou Rawls and the Pilgrim Travelers and things like that. And they just brought 5 guys, and they made music with their voices. And that's when I was trying to copy that, too, before B.B. King came out and Squares the Strings and made us all turn our head and say, get me a guitar.
But, I mean, was there a point at which you said, you know, I don't have the ideal blues voice, but if I sing this way with this kind of energy or this kind of expression, it's going to work for me?
No. I just went out one night and was pushed from my back out to sing. And the first time it ever happened, I got fired because I said, I'll sing, but I got to turn my back to the audience. I was too shy to sing.
I read about this.
Yeah, and Muddy and them taught me how to drink a glass of wine, and I finally got enough of that and then turned around, and here I am.
So you were a little shy, but they poured a little courage into you.
Oh, yes. What it was, I consider myself now as a half guitar player and a half singer, so 2 halves is a whole.
I had a dream last night. God knows a black cat has crossed my trail.
Buddy Guy's latest release is called Blues Singer. Mr. Guy, thanks very much.
Well, thank you so much. When I'm around there, please come and see me. If I ever get so famous you can't just walk in my dress room or say hi to me, I think I'd be uncomfortable because I like driving my car. I go to the grocery store myself. I do everything for myself.
You be careful. I might take you up on that.
Please do.
When my right hand itch, people, you know I get money for sure.
To hear more of Buddy Guy's album Blues Singer, go to our website at npr.org.
You know when my right hand itch, people, I get money for sure. You know when my left eye get to jumping, somebody just got to go. Look here. I went home last night. I laid down across my bed. I woke up this morning, God knows, broke and hungry too. And I say, whoa. Lord, this black cat I've crossed my dreams.